regarding the reading of newspapers on Shabbat. So there's two different approaches when it comes to this halakha. There's the approach from Siman Shin Zayin that talks about what reading materials are permissible on Shabbat and which reading materials are forbidden. Certain things are considered divrei chol, they're considered mundane, and the rabbis restricted even literature, what's permissible on Shabbat, what we're allowed to read. That's a separate discussion. Regarding newspapers, for example, in our days, we can actually question their permissibility of reading them during the week even, because of their content that might not even be suitable for weekdays. Forget about Shabbat Kodesh. But that's a discussion in itself. We're talking about over here, assuming that the reading material is suitable and is kasher and is not problematic from a Shabbat standpoint. However, if we go back to the case where a person subscribed to a newspaper and the subscription comes on Shabbat, so we learned already in yesterday's halakha that to do such a thing is forbidden because you're telling a goy to deliver a newspaper which entails isurim on Shabbat. And you cannot tell a goy, even during the week, to do something for you, specifically a melacha on Shabbat. Besides the fact that the newspaper was printed, the newspaper also is delivered. That entails going from one domain to another domain with carry. So the question is now, such a newspaper that was delivered on Shabbat. Fine, so isur was made. Can one read it on Shabbat now? The halacha says that one is not allowed to benefit from a melacha that was done for a Jew on Shabbat, and one has to wait until Motzei Shabbat. According to the Be'er Moshe in that same Teshuvah that we read yesterday in Sadivav, he says you have to wait till Motzei Shabbat, the time b'chdesh yasu. That means the time that would have taken that newspaper to be delivered you on Motzei Shabbat. Let's say the delivery boy from where he picks up the newspapers to the house is a half hour. So you'd have to wait a half hour after Abdallah before you read the newspaper. Which is an amazing concept. It's Motzei Shabbat already. Doesn't matter. That newspaper can be isur. The Shemirat Shabbat Kelcheta is a little more lenient. He says you don't have to wait b'chnei shi'asu. He says you can read it right away on Motzei Shabbat based on halakha and shin chafheh. Okay, but that's a very minor mahloket. But everybody agrees you have to wait until Motzei Shabbat. Now that's talking about where the newspaper came to you, be'isur. But again, yesterday we learned that if you made a condition with the paper company, and you told them, I don't want Shabbat delivery, and they delivered on Shabbat anyway, that's their business. I didn't have to deliver on Shabbat. Then it's not be'isur. Now regarding mail that was delivered on Shabbat, clearly mail is permissible to be delivered on Shabbat. I didn't tell them to deliver the mail on Shabbat. They came on their own. Let's say they delivered a Jewish magazine that's kasher, let's say, to read, and it came on Shabbat. It would be permissible to read this magazine on Shabbat since it came beheter, and it's not, problematic reading because it's a Jewish, let's say, kosher magazine. So therefore, you would not have a problem as well. The question would be also, once a periodical becomes forbidden to read, it then becomes mukseh as well. So forget about accepting the newspaper on Shabbat. Forget about reading the newspaper on Shabbat. You can't bring the newspaper inside the house on Shabbat. Because the fact that you're picking it up, even though you're going from the porch, which is a private domain, to the house, which is a private domain, from carrying standpoint, it shouldn't be a problem. But once already it's not readable, it becomes mukseh. So therefore, again, the best thing is to cancel subscriptions that come specifically on Shabbat, or if a person cannot cancel the subscription totally, but to at least make that stipulation so he's not going to run into a problem. Now, if a person orders, let's say, a monthly subscription, it's a monthly subscription, comes once a month. That month it happened to come on Shabbat. That's permissible. I didn't ask for the delivery on Shabbat. On a Saturday newspaper, I want it on Saturday, because that's today's news. But on a monthly item, doesn't matter to me if it came on Friday or it came on Sunday. Even though I might be happy that it came on Shabbat, I could read it. But since I didn't tell the company, deliver this to me on Shabbat itself, so it came to you, beheter, so therefore there would be no problem to read that again on Shabbat.